This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham visited southern New Mexico today to talk with fellow elected Democratic leaders and business groups about economic development and to tour a military base near the U.S.-Mexico border where Afghan refugees are being housed. The Democrats' visit was not made public until late this afternoon. Her office said she walked through the processing area at Fort Bliss Army Base, spoke with volunteers about the need for winter coats and other items for those at the facility, and saw how the refugees were screened for COVID-19. There was no indication that Lujan Grisham visited the U.S.-Mexico border while in the area. She has faced criticism in recent months for not doing more to address the concerns of residents along the border amidst the latest influx of immigrants. Republicans in New Mexico were disappointed earlier this week that she was not among the more than two dozen governors who signed a letter to President Joe Biden seeking a meeting about the problems that border states are facing. Time is running out for a recall effort aiming to kick the founder of Cowboys for Trump out of office as a county commissioner in southern New Mexico. Supporters of the petition drive in Otero County say they will need to collect several hundred additional signatures by next Wednesday to trigger a recall election against Coy Griffin. The petition accuses Griffin of failing to attend commission meetings, using his elected position for personal gain and promoting a support group for former President Donald Trump, and violating state restrictions on gifts to public officials. Separately, Griffin is facing misdemeanor criminal charges in the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, where he appeared on an outdoor terrace and tried to lead the crowd in prayer. Griffin says a recall would only empower the state's Democratic governor and undermine the local conservative values. If recalled, Griffin's interim replacement would be picked by Governor Lujan Grisham. Scott Frederick, a member of a political committee to recall Griffin, says that provision made it difficult to find support among registered voters in a county with strong currents of conservatism. Former mixed martial arts champion John Jones was jailed in Las Vegas after an incident at Caesar's Palace that police said led to his arrest on charges of domestic battery and felony damaging a vehicle. Details of the incident that led to Jones's arrest at the Las Vegas Strip Resort were not immediately made public by Las Vegas police. Jail and court records show the 34-year-old Jones posted $8,000 bail and was due for an initial court appearance tomorrow. It wasn't immediately clear if Jones had an attorney. Jones lives in Albuquerque, but he attended a UFC Hall of Fame induction ceremony at the Park MGM Hotel. Jones is widely considered one of the greatest fighters in MMA history, but his UFC career has been defined more by misbehavior outside the cage than his excellence in it. The Navajo Division of Public Safety has canceled an Amber Alert for four children who have been found safe after being reported missing in New Mexico. Police said the Amber Alert was issued after the father of the children, ages 2, 5, 7, and 10, drove off with them after a reported domestic incident yesterday in a rural area about 15 miles from Gallup. Tribal police said last night that the children were found safe and unharmed after the father provided law enforcement with information on the location of the children. According to police, the father wasn't at the location where the children were found and was not immediately located. This is KUNM.